One of the most anticipated films of the summer is a 22-year-old movie, and it opened over the weekend in New York and here in Los Angeles. It's Francis Ford Coppola's Apocalypse Now Redux. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says it was definitely worth the wait.
No matter what you thought 22 years ago, you have to be impressed by the beauty, power, and ambition of Apocalypse Now Redux. A lot has changed since 1979. Audiences are different, the movies are different, and it's all combined to make this Apocalypse play like more of a revelation than it did before. Don't be scared by the fact that the new film is longer, with 49 minutes of all new footage. That means more screen time for Martin Sheen's Captain Willard and for Marlon Brando's Colonel Kurtz.
Are you an assassin? I'm a soldier. You're neither. You're an errand boy sent by grocery clerks to collect a bill.
Even more welcome is more footage for Robert Duvall's Lieutenant Colonel Kilgore, out to make Vietnam safe for surfing.
See how they break both ways? One guy can break right, one left simultaneous. What do you think of that?
Bill, I think we gotta wait for the tide to come up.
Lance, come here, look! Incoming! I say it's safe to surf this beach, Captain! It's safe to surf this beach!
Two new sequences have been added, an interlude with some stranded Playboy entertainers, and a stop at a French plantation.
If you like, we can have some cognac.
No, I'll see about my men.
The extra footage actually seems to reset the film's internal clock, help its pacing, and paradoxically, make it play faster than it did in its shorter form. The movie also looks better because it was printed using a system called dye transfer that allows for mesmerizingly deep and rich colors. The film's opening image of fiery napalm exploding like the devil's wrath in the dark, impenetrable jungle was always remarkable. Now it takes your breath away. Colors are so vivid that when the film's Oscar-winning cinematographer Vittorio Storaro saw the new print, he said, "I almost cried. It was so beautiful."
This is the end, beautiful friend.
Apocalypse Now may have seemed excessive to some in 1979, but now that so many actors and directors have raised the bar for what self-indulgence on the screen means, the film plays more like poetry. That's either a comment on how far we've evolved as an audience or on how far the medium has devolved in what it can make us accept. Speaking of devolution, Apocalypse Now Redux brings to mind the long, sad descent of Hollywood as much as the similar trajectory of the Vietnam War. Revisiting this film today reminds us how puny our cinematic aspirations have become, how infrequently we attempt to say anything significant in an epic form. See this film and weep for America. Weep for Vietnam, but save a few tears as well for the beleaguered state of the art form of the 20th century.
Kenneth Turan is film critic for the Los Angeles Times.